good morning, everyone. This is August 25th, 2021. It's a Wednesday. My name is Chip Littlejohn. I'm in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, and I just got back from a wonderful walk with my son this morning. Just the idea of getting together on these calls and of using this kind of product, this kind of philosophy. Always say I give myself and suggest you do too, 100% credit for getting out the door in the morning and doing something active. And anything additional, you know, you get extra credit for, but certainly some sort of activity, something that's good for you during the day, those kind of behaviors are really, really important. And my idea about getting together and talking like this, I call it getting the goodie out of your product and your network marketing experience. And by that, I mean that you should get to be healthy. You should be vibrant. You should be closer and closer to the unlimited version of yourself. And really, that's, I think, the focus of our call today. Fascination is things that are alive and what makes us more alive. And so today I was going to spend a little bit of time focusing on two products, and I'm going to start with the fiber product, which is the Happy Tides. It is the one that comes in the largest container. It has the bigger scoop that you dip things from, and it comes in the pack as a citrus flavor. And I understand now they've got additional flavors, but if you get the big pack, it comes in the citrus flavor. So what is in there? Why is that important? Why is that valuable to you? What's the big deal about Happy Tides? Remember, the key word in there is tides, and that is short for nucleotides. Nucleotides are what your genetics is made out of. Think all the things that are alive have genetic code, DNA and RNA. Pretty much every cell has its directions as far as how it will be built and how it will operate in our DNA. And those nucleotides, what are those? What are those? You know, it's kind of strange, but it's a word that we haven't used that much, and now, you know, you and I are learning a lot about that word. Probably most everybody knew what nucleic acids were and those kind of things. Maybe you knew the words DNA and RNA, but we hadn't really used that word nucleotide very often or thought about what it was. And I found a neat reference, and it's genome.gov/genetics-glossary for nucleotide, and it explains it real quickly and simply. And I thought it was good enough that I might read two little sections out of that and then talk about it. So, what is a nucleotide? It is the basic building block of your product, Happy Tides, and it is the basic building block of nucleic acids. RNA and DNA are polymers made of long chains of nucleotides. Nucleotide consists of a sugar, either ribose in RNA or deoxyribose in DNA, attached to a phosphate group and a nitrogen-containing base. The bases in DNA are, I always remember it by America's Got Talent and then a C, so A, G, T, and C. So A is adenine, C is cytosine, guanine is G, and thymine is T. In RNA, the base uracil takes the place of thymine. So that's the difference. So I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, we talk about sugars as being something that to avoid. Obviously, we have sugars, we burn sugars, and our genetic code has either ribose or deoxyribose in it, and that's, you know, obviously a sugar that we're making use of. If you wanted to picture that in your mind, and that little double helix that makes your DNA, these are, each one of those sections is a piece of the hand grip and one of the rungs of the ladder that goes up creating that D DNA or RNA double helix. So here's just a little bit more about it that I thought was succinct enough, and I thought you might enjoy. Nucleotides are the units and the chemicals strung together to make those nucleic acids, most notably RNA and DNA. Both of those are long chains of repeating nucleotides. We just talked about the A, C, G, and T, and that in the RNA, the T is replaced with a uracil. Interesting how that builds and twists, builds and twists. The nucleotide is the basic building blocks of those molecules. So essentially what we've done is taken DNA and RNA, and we've moved in closer and looked at it a little bit more closely, like maybe even with a stronger microscope, and now we've got a product, haptides, which is focusing on having those building blocks in it, so you certainly have them. So they're essentially assembled by the cell one at a time and then strung together by the process of either replication in DNA or what we call transcription or reading it when you're making RNA. So that's just a real quick little definition of those things. So now let's bring that to life a little bit and talk about why that might be cool and interesting to you when you're trying to get the goodie out of your product line. Obviously, you want to keep the directions about how to make you and operate you correct. And so what are DNA and RNA? Those are directions of how to build and operate you. So I, in my little teaser I sent out this morning on the WhatsApp deal, I said Jurassic Park and nucleotides. So if you were wanting to create the movie Jurassic Park, one of the main concepts is that you could find a T-Rex or a raptor or a mastodon or a brontosaurus, and you could find one of their cells that still had an accurate DNA strand in it, and all the information to make and operate that dinosaur, same with you, is in that one cell, in that one DNA strand. All the information to build and operate it is in there. So if you wanted to think about it like a CD, that is the compact disc that tells about that song, which is you. Then we have the CD player, and that's epigenetics, what things are expressed. And this is something that I hadn't thought about before, but I hope you find it to be cool and interesting. You know, in each cell, not the entire thing is red. I mean, you don't make your entire self at the point of each cell. Each individual cell only reads the information to make itself and to operate itself. Well, in a way, you think about, you know, only that little bit of the DNA strand is being untwisted and read to make that cell and to operate that cell. So you can have mistakes about, you know, what's being read and what isn't, or whether, you know, a cell respects a boundary and stops growing when your entire nose is made, or keeps growing a giant lump on your face, which is obviously an illness that's pervasive in humans today. Same way in your colon. What if it doesn't just make a colon and operate a colon? Instead, it starts not respecting boundaries and grows too much. Then you're in trouble. So the point is using this haptides product as one of the things you use to support keeping your DNA and RNA straight, clean, healthy, and accurately representing who you are and who you want to be is really, really important. So I've just taken a little deeper dive and thinking about that, the things that make you go, and that's something that really is interesting to me. All right. So we're only 10 minutes into our deal, and I'm going to skip over to another tidbit about another product. And this one is going to be about antioxidants. What is our primary antioxidant product? It is the Happy Humol. Remember, Happy humol is named after one of the ingredients, which is xanthohumol, which is essentially an extract of hops. Hops is the thing that makes beer taste bitter. I guess you could say the healthy part of beer is the hops. And this is using that plant and the antioxidant capacity of that particular ingredient of that plant to make a product. But I wanted to get you familiar with something that's coming to you or that you've had in the past, and that is the antioxidant effect of that, but also the antioxidant effect of the zeolite product that is coming to you real soon if you're part of the Amplify team. Rick Deitch's special zeolite product. And it actually acts as an antioxidant too. But the mechanism, and I always love mechanisms, I hope you do too, is completely different than every other nutrient, every other antioxidant that you ever knew about. Remember, the antioxidants that are in your Happy Humol product are going to essentially be willing to give an electron where one is attempting to be stolen. Remember, we're on fire, we're burning, we're oxidizing. That creates oxidative stress, oxidative damage. It's like you are either rusting or burning, and we're someplace between those two. We're faster than rust, slower than fire. We are burning our food by oxidizing it, and we're able to do that without actually being on fire, like inside of an engine. Remember, we got a meat engine in our gut. An engine made of meat couldn't stand fire, right? So we have to be able to burn food at 98.6 degrees. How do we do that? Enzymes. Enzymes allow that oxidation to occur. Well, when you are oxidizing something, whether it's rusting, burning things in an engine, burning things in our meat engine, in our gut, you're going to have products, waste products from that burning. And so that has to be dealt with. You have to win that competition between oxidative damage and having antioxidants. You have to win that every day to stay youthful and young. So the normal mechanism, the one you learned in school, was that antioxidants are willing to give an electron where one is going to be stolen. That's how antioxidants are protected. But the zeolite has a fascinating different mechanism of being an antioxidant. Remember that every other thing you ever learned about nutrition, every other thing was something in there that's good for you. All of your happiness products, there's something in there that's good for you, some building block of good health. The thing that is so powerful, so unique, so cool about Rick Deitch and his zeolite product is that it removes the stumbling blocks that keep the building blocks from fitting together right. And guess what? All of those that it removes are positively charged. What's that mean? If they're positively charged, that means they want to steal electrons. So mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, tin, antimony, bismuth, strontium, uranium, plutonium, beryllium, depleted uranium, you know, and munitions, all those things are strongly positively charged. That's the reason they hurt you and brilliantly. It's the same reason they get stuck in the zeolite cage and safely ushered to the exit, safely, easily sorted out by the kidneys and passed in your urine. Those metals that have accumulated in you your entire life that you couldn't get rid of at the rate that you're accumulating them, how do you get them? Like right now, the world's on fire. Every day in Nebraska, the smoke from west of us, including, you know, in our own sand hills and clear out to California and Washington, the trees that have sequestered those metals and protected us from them are on fire. You can literally see the smoke in the air thick here, and it turns the sun red. So that protection is dysfunctional. That's all being released into the atmosphere again. Now we are breathing those toxic materials that were kept trapped in the trees again. Now, where are they going? they're getting trapped in that. We're also at the top of the food chain. Everything else that's getting it, you know, we eat later, and then it gets trapped in us. So the mechanism for zeolite to be an antioxidant is that it removes the unnecessary epicenters of free radical damage, which are those metals. They're wanting to steal electrons and go someplace and get stuck in you and stop the action of some biologically active metal. Remember, one of the ways that these heavy metals poison you is to be free radical damage. Another way is that they compete for space with the biologically active metals, and they always win. The poisonous one always wins because it has a stronger charge, and it will displace the biologically active metal. And so all of a sudden you have an enzyme that doesn't work right. You have a protein that doesn't work right. Remember Rick talking about metalloenzymes and metalloprotein, and that you'll have some heavy metal, a specific one, will displace a specific biologically active metal. Now you stop that little piece of your operation from happening. So even though, going back to the beginning of our call, your DNA may be giving the proper information for how to build and operate you, you can have that building and operating impaired by the presence of those poisons. So I'm just trying to help, you know, give cool things for you to think about, help you to understand why the things that are being brought to you are so important. Today we focused on two of our products, and when you get them, you know, they all look like a black canister and you don't know what's in each one. I've now had them in my hands for a week. I've got them sitting right in front of me. I've got them inside of me. I've got them inside my family. I'm watching what they're doing. I'm observing. Today we focused on the big container that you dip out of that has the fibers in it, Happy Tide. We focused on the ingredient in it that's most important, nucleotide, which is the building block of your genetic code. Then we focused on our antioxidant product, which is the one with kind of the bright pink or raspberry-colored accent color on the black label called Happy Humol. If you look under it, it's called Happy Oxidants, or it should be Happy Antioxidants would be more accurate. And so we focused on those two products and something about each one of them. And that's what I have for you this morning. I'm just a couple of minutes, like it's 10:18, so we have time for a little bit of a discussion if we would like. Would anybody like to open their line? Star 6 if you'd like to make a comment, ask a question, add to, or go a complete different direction.
Hey, Jeff,
can you hear me,
Chip? Question.
Okay, I've got two of you that have jumped in. We're going to go with I got a question first and then the other voice next. Tell me who you are.
Jim, this is Paul Stowers from Grand Rapids. On the Happy Tide, Nucleotide, and obviously the Happy Hum, all those two products that you touched on today, you know, one of the, you know, obviously the science behind it is, you know, pretty cool. What are some of the practical things that it's doing in the body? Like, you know, I guess I would call it more layman's terms of what people will experience physiology-wise in their body by taking the Happy Tide, taking the Happy Humol, and obviously we didn't touch about the Biomyx and the Triad, but another day in that. But what would you, you know, when people ingest that or take that, you know, eat that, those products, what are they going to see in their bodies? And
okay.
You know,
actually, I have the perfect answer for that, and I'm glad you asked, because one of the things I really respect about Rick Deitch when he speaks is that he gives you, you know, the language that he's used to around his colleagues, but he also then boils it down and makes it so everybody can understand it. And so what is that TriPack? You know, what's that all about? And it is about the healthy gut. And so the BioMyX that you ask about, the key thing in there is the short-chain fatty acids that are the power for that single cell lining in the gut. So that's getting power to the lining of the gut. Now the right decisions are made, stuff gets out. I'm I'm telling this, you know, my best water skier, I coach water skiers in the summertime. And my best skier is standing on the back, getting his equipment on, and he says, okay, tell me about that new stuff you got. That's essentially, or that we have, he said. And so, that's essentially what you just asked me, and I'm wanting to tell you as you put your ski on and get in the water. And so I said, okay, this one, you know, make sure that the line of the gut's good, it's making a good decision. After that, what you got is you're feeding the mitochondria. You're getting more and healthier mitochondria, more power made in every cell. And he boiled it down, and here's your answer, Paul. He said, oh, I get it. Power on demand when you need it. And if you wanted to put an equal sign between the happy triad and something everybody can understand, there's an equal sign between that triad and the simple statement, power on demand when you need it. So it's the brilliance of the product line. So if you're able to make more power, it's like you have a better engine, then you can do anything you want with it. So you should find that when you get to the third slalom set, and you usually only do two, you're going to still have power. And you're instead of feeling like you're pooped out and shot. And you almost have to go to your red line to find these things out. I go on the water ski, on the wakeboard, on the bare feet, or on my bicycle to find out how close to my limits I am. And now I'm a week into this, and, you know, I'm beginning to have experiences. I'm looking forward to more and more. I actually talked about it 3 weeks before I had the products in my hand. So my anticipation is that as we do this, we should find that everything starts working better. Then, or for many of us before, we've added the zeolite ahead of time so that the competition, the unnecessary damage, isn't happening. Now you've really got the unlimited version of yourself. And so the punchline, Paul, when you're talking to somebody is, these three products are power on demand. You should be able to have your meat engine in your guts produce better power. It's like you got, you know, a clean filter on your vehicle's engine, and now it's making all the power it could before. Or you have better fuel in it, or you got a tune-up, or you got all the clearances. It's that kind of thing. You literally are making more power on demand when you need it. And that's boiling it down to one short statement. I hope that helps.
Very much so. Thank you.
Yep. Anybody? Somebody said or started to talk right when Paul did. Who was that?
Yeah, that was me, Chip. This is Thane.
Gotcha, Thane.
Yeah. So, hey, it was quite interesting. This, excuse me, this thought or idea, if you will, isn't original to me. I actually kind of stole it from somebody else. But Chris Bruce shared a very simple thought. He says, you know, if you're in a raft and you hit something, and, you know, you got to focus on doing three things. You got to repair the hole. You got to reinflate the raft, and then on top of that, you got to bail out the water. And if you do one of those things, you're still going to drown. If you do two of those things, you're still going to drown. You got to do all three. So it makes perfect sense if you look at the application of what the triad does. I mean, one of them works on getting your gut flora right. One of them works on reinflating your cells. And one of them works on dealing with all the inflammation and the antioxidant properties and everything you got to have in your gut. Well, if you do just two or just one of those three, in fact, it was quite interesting. I was asked, well, which one, if you didn't have the ability to do all three, which one would you do? Well, it's kind of like choosing which of my kids is the most favorite. So it's kind of a funny thought, but here's a question for you, Chip, because I'm now starting to see it more often than not, and I'm going to pose this directly to you. If you had the ability to choose, which do you think is the most imperative product to be on first?
The one that I would probably pick, because I'm not sure that it's readily available to us all the time, everywhere, would probably be a starting point, maybe, would be certainly, I probably should preface this a little bit, certainly Rick's Zeolite product would be number one, but out of the triad, it would be the BioMyX, because so many people are suffering from leaky gut, that leads to all the problems. And having the butyric acid, the tributyrate in the BioMyX to get that lining of the gut, making the right decisions. What you want to do, I think, and a way of looking at the answer to your question is, you move upstream as far as you possibly can. And there's a pretty good chance if you get your diet cleaned up, you can get good fibers in your body. That's essentially what the happy ties are, nucleotide being a special version of that. The humol, you're probably going to have some good antioxidants, or if you stress it and search for it, you can have good antioxidants in your diet. Your body is supposed to be making those short-chain fatty acids. In today's America with our diet, it is unlikely that you're getting enough of those short-chain fatty acids made to support a healthy single-cell gut lining. So if I were, and it's going to be my second choice, because my first choice isn't here yet. My first choice is going to always be Rick's Zeolite product, because it's so pervasive to everything. My second choice would be the BioMyX. And as you, as Chris and you then brilliantly stated, that's really good. Repair the hole, reinflate, and bail the stuff. So that's really, really a good example that, that works well here. And so that's brilliant, and it's actually another great answer to Paul's question. It's like you've got a hole in the raft. So that was a big add to the call, I think, and I think what I'm going to do is say thank you, Paul, and thank you, everybody, for being with us. We're 3 minutes early, but I'm going to say that was our call for this morning. Thank you so much for being with me.